Okay, let's dive into something most of us probably get wrong about water damage. You think plumbing disaster, you picture what? Big burst pipe, right? Water everywhere, total chaos instantly.
Yeah, that's the movie scene version.
Exactly. But what's really interesting and what our sources highlight is that often the most damaging water issues, they're way quieter. We're talking about those slow, hidden leaks, maybe behind a wall, under the floor, just dripping away silently. So the big question is, can a leak you don't even see actually cause serious, serious damage? That's what we're digging into today, the subtle hidden dangers of pipe damage in your home. Consider this your shortcut to knowing how to protect your place from these, well, invisible threats.
And it's so crucial to talk about this because honestly, recognizing these signs is key. It's actually surprising how fast a tiny issue, maybe just a drip you wouldn't even notice, can turn into a real disaster. It can really mess with your home structure, the air you breathe, everything, often before you even know it's happening. So our mission here is to break down why pipes fail, how you can spot trouble early, and what you can actually do about it to stop a small leak becoming a huge headache.
Yeah, I was really struck by that phrase, the sources use silent compromise. It's not the flood, it's the slow creep. We all picture the drama, but the reality seems to be these hidden drips are more common. Just imagine that. Pipes behind your walls slowly weakening things. It's like a hidden illness for your house.
That's a great analogy. It really is. And thinking about how fast a small leak can escalate, can become that full-blown disaster they mentioned, it just hammers home why acting early is so, so important. These things don't just stay small. They tend to grow, and sometimes quickly, like a tiny crack in a windshield, you know? Ignore it, and suddenly it spiders across the whole thing.
Okay, so that leads us straight to the why. Why do pipes, these things we rely on constantly, actually start to break down? What are the root causes here?
There are basically three main culprits, and some might not be what you'd immediately think of. First up, corrosion. Now, most people think rust on the outside, right?
Sure.
But the water itself, depending on its pH balance, its oxygen level, stuff like that, can actually eat away at the metal from the inside. And there's external corrosion too. If pipes are buried in certain soils or even encased in concrete, chemicals or moisture can attack them from the outside. So corrosion is kind of sneaky. It weakens the metal over time, works from both directions, a constant threat, really.
Inside and out. Okay. What's next?
The second big one is just aging infrastructure. Simple as that. Like anything in your house, pipes get old. PVC, copper, cast iron, they all weaken eventually, become more brittle.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they get more likely to crack, less able to handle just the normal wear and tear of water pressure changes day in, day out. And some older materials like polybutylene pipes used, say, from the late 70s to mid-90s, they're particularly known for failing as they age. Chlorine and tap water really did a number on them. So even the best pipes, they just have a limited lifespan.
Right, wear and tear catches up eventually.
Exactly. And the third cause, physical damage. This happens more than you'd think because, well, pipes are hidden. Out of sight, out of mind.
Until you hit one.
Precisely. During a renovation, maybe you hang a picture, drill for a shelf, go a bit too deep,
Oops.
or you're digging in the garden, doing some landscaping, thump. You hit something, it might just put a bit of pressure on the pipe or create a tiny crack you wouldn't even notice.
And it might not leak right away.
That's the thing. It could be fine for weeks, months. I've even seen cases where a nail puncture from years ago suddenly started leaking. It creates a weak spot that eventually gives way.
Wow, years later. That's wild. Okay, so given how hidden and sneaky this all can be, how on earth do you spot it? What are the clues?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? But there are signs, thankfully, even if you can't see the actual pipe damage. First, look at any pipes you can see. Exposed ones, under sinks, in the basement, maybe the laundry area. See any rust and corrosion there, like greenish-blue stains on copper. Or just obvious rust on steel. That can be a sign that the rest of your system, the hidden parts, might be in similar shape. It points to wider wear.
Okay, check the visible stuff for clues about the invisible.
Yeah.
Got it.
Second, discolored water. Is the water coming out of your taps looking brownish, yellow, maybe cloudy? That often means the inside of your pipes is breaking down or rust and sediment are getting into the water flow. Not good.
Right, that's a pretty direct sign something's wrong inside the pipes.
Definitely. Third, visible cracks or leaks, even tiny ones. If you see a small trickle or even just dampness around a pipe in your basement or crawl space, don't ignore it.
That's the tip of the iceberg situation.
Often, yes. Those areas are hotspots. If you see a small leak there, it's a strong hint that other hidden pipes could also be failing or close to it.
Okay. What else?
Fourth, and this is a big one, an unexplained spike in your water bill. Your usage hasn't changed. You didn't fill a pool, but suddenly your bill jumps up.
Yeah, that would get my attention.
It should. That's often the clearest sign that water is escaping somewhere you can't see it. A hidden leak, bleeding water, and your money away.
Makes sense. Frustrating, but makes sense.
And finally, number five, mold or mildew, or even just persistent damp spots on walls or ceilings. That dampness has to come from somewhere, and slow pipe leaks are a very common cause. They create the perfect breeding ground for mold.
Ugh, mold.
Exactly. And even before you see mold, that chronic dampness can affect your air quality, attract pests like cockroaches or termites. They love damp spots. So spotting any of these signs early, that is absolutely your best defense against major water damage later.
Okay, so you've played detective. You've spotted one of these signs. Maybe your bill spiked or you saw some discoloration. What's the next step? What are the actual fixes?
All right, so you suspect a problem. The solutions generally fall into three categories depending on how bad things are and where the issue is. For small stuff, like maybe just one little pinhole leak or a problem at a joint, you might just need a basic pipe repair.
Like a patch job.
Kind of, yeah. Think of it like a Band-Aid. Professionals can use special clamps or epoxy putties, things like that. It seals the leak effectively, stops the immediate problem without needing major surgery. Quick and targeted.
Okay, for minor issues, what if it's worse than that?
Right. If the damage is more significant than a tiny leak, but it's still just in one section of pipe, not the whole system, then you're looking at partial replacement. Basically, they'll cut out the bad section of pipe, the corroded part, the cracked part, whatever it is.
And just replace that bit.
Exactly. They replace just that damaged section with new, usually more durable, piping. It's a smart fix, tackles the problem area without needing to replace everything.
That seems logical. But what if the problem is widespread? Or if you have those really problematic old pipes you mentioned?
Ah, yes. In cases of severe system-wide failure, maybe multiple leaks popping up, or if you know you have materials like polybutylene that are just prone to failing everywhere, then the solution is usually a whole house repipe.
Replacing everything.
Pretty much. All the old risky plumbing gets taken out and replaced with new, reliable materials like copper or PEX tubing.
That sounds like a big job.
It is. Definitely a bigger project. But honestly, it's often the smartest long-term investment. It protects your home, increases its value, and basically eliminates the risk of those old pipes causing a future disaster. It gives you real peace of mind.
So it prevents future headaches, even if it's a bigger upfront task.
Precisely. And one more thing to mention here is the support available after significant damage has already occurred. If you do face a major leak or burst, there are specialized water damage restoration services.
Right, cleanup crew.
Yeah, but they do more than just cleanup. They often offer 247 emergency response to stop the leak fast. They do thorough inspections using moisture meters and leak detectors to find all the hidden water. Then they do water extraction, drawing everything out properly to prevent mold and structural issues.
Crucial steps.
Absolutely. And finally, they handle the actual restoration, fixing walls, floors, insulation, maybe even cabinets or kitchens that got damaged, bringing your home back to how it was before. It's a whole process.
Wow. Okay, so we've gone from thinking about floods to understanding this quiet threat of slow leaks, learning the signs, and now seeing the range of fixes, from patches to full repipes, plus the recovery help. It really feels like this deep dive has given us, and hopefully you listening, the tools to be more proactive, right?
Yeah.
To protect your home.
Absolutely. I think the biggest takeaway for me is just how powerful knowing what to look for really is. Understanding these subtle signs, knowing the solutions exist, it can honestly save you so much stress, so much money down the road. It really proves that when it comes to your home's essential systems, like plumbing, being proactive, taking timely action, it's not just helpful, it's invaluable.
It really is. And it makes you think, considering how much unseen damage a slow pipe leak can cause. What other invisible things in your home or maybe even in other parts of your life could be quietly causing issues? How could using this same kind of proactive investigative approach help you spot and deal with those things before they become big visible problems? Something to ponder.